He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning live edition. Barely live, I guess. The Best Stocks Now, the market that is. Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in South Carolina, where there'll be a big vote here on Saturday. And today we are watching the market down again. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average been all over the place this morning, but it's been down since the start. Right now, we're down 637, 640, which is pretty much the low of the day. We're at 26,335. Over at the S&P 500, down 73 points. That's 2.3% down. We're at 3,043 on the S&P 500. Who knows? We may touch 3,000 before this is all over. NASDAQ down 242 to 8,740. It lost the battle to 9,000, didn't it? And currently at 8,744. Russell 2000, small caps getting whacked pretty good too. They're down 43 points to 1509. Where's the bright spot? Well, gold. Gold's up $13.40 per ounce today at 1,656. Crude oil's getting murdered. Down $2.47 per barrel. Once again, down 5.1%. How does that impact the economy of Texas? $46.26. And we've got the 10-year yield. Now, there's the bright spot. There's the real bright spot in the market. 1.26. 1.26. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, this continues to be a very dynamic and fast-moving situation going on in the world today. So far, apparently there's one person somewhere in Northern California. This was announced yesterday. This came out yesterday during or right after Trump's press conference. And actually, the market was doing pretty well. The futures were doing pretty well until news of that one person in Northern California. And they don't know how this person got it, was not traveling, did not knowingly come into contact with anybody that had it. And that's what's got the market really spooked here today. And you've also got a couple of big stocks, Microsoft for one. They warned on their revenue yesterday. Microsoft, yeah, it's down 2.4% today. No big deal. And Apple, another one which warned. Apple is actually breaking its support level here. Apple down 3.43%. You know, Apple was a little bloated. Not just a little. It was quite a bit bloated and due for some kind of a correction. Well, yesterday was a strange day. We were up 461 points at one point in time. And then we gave it all up and then some, finishing down 100 yesterday. The NASDAQ was up about 18. But I think there's going to be a pattern here over the next several weeks. I think it's just going to be this drip, 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 rumors of people here. Yesterday it was a rumor of 83 people being monitored somewhere in the state of New York, and then, of course, yesterday, apparently there was one confirmed in Northern California. I think it's time for a little bit of risk management. In my active portfolios, I will be employing some risk management tools today. If you're following me on my live trading subscription, you're going to be hearing from me a lot today as I go through every one of my patients once again today, every stock I own, check them over thoroughly, and also looking to employ a little bit of risk management here today. Of course, the buy and hold portfolios, unless something's really changed in the fundamentals of a company or the story, I pretty much will sit tight in those portfolios. The 10-year yield hits an all-time low. It's at 1.25 this morning. And, of course, I think we made a pretty good call on individual bonds, and our bond fund continues to do very well. I continue to say that that's a great complement to a growth portfolio made up of stocks. Well, the market kind of also was waiting yesterday for the press conference last night. I thought they did a good job, but calming people's nerves, and then all of a sudden I saw that the futures were down 400 points. And it was because the CDC Center for Disease Control out of Atlanta confirmed a case, the first case of coronavirus in the U.S., that they don't know how that person got it. Now, if they were to turn around and say, you know what, it's not coronavirus, you'd probably see this market turn around and be up 500 points instead of down 500 points right now. It's, like I say, it's drip, drip, drip. The media is not helping in this situation. The media seems to enjoy scaring the heck out of people and kind of making it sound a lot worse than it really is, but it is what it is. You can't control the media, and that has got fear, a blanket of fear over the market right now, and the market's just going to respond to every one of these little news items, rumors, somebody in Chicago, someone in Atlanta, someone in Minneapolis, someone in Seattle, and on and on and on. And I think this is going to go on for several weeks. And I think we're going to see more corporate warnings. Okay, now here's the real issue. I was doing the math on this morning. So far, only a few stocks have warned about their top-line sales. Apple was the first big company to warn. Microsoft was the next big one to warn. How many companies are still yet? I mean, they really don't know the damage. They can't really assess the fallout yet to their business because this thing is such a moving target right now. But I think that $176 number for this year's S&P 500 earnings estimates is at risk. There's no question about it. It's at risk. Let's say there's a 5% hit to earnings estimates. Well, that would put estimates at about $168. And you put an 18 multiple on that, you can see that that lowers the value and the target price of the S&P 500 quite a bit. Also, if you look ahead to next year, where the earnings estimates are for $196 per share, if you put a 5% hit on that and knock those down by, what, $20 per share, and now you got $176 in earnings with an 18 multiple, you can see the kind of damage that this could do that we need to be aware of, that we need to be on lookout for to the S&P 500, to the target price and what it's worth. Now, the forward PE is obviously going down right now. I think we're at about 17.5 right now after hitting 19 last week. But we could also have the E in the forward PE going down right now. We don't know that. Right now we're dividing $176 per share of earnings into the S&P 500 to come up with that number. So all of this is a very fluid situation. I will be writing a very important newsletter this week. I've got to believe that I'll be lowering my target prices on the S&P 500. For this year and next year, the real question is, and it is way, way, way too early to tell, will this put the U.S. economy into a recession? Well, in order to do that, it would really have to spread. It would have to be showing up in major cities across America. And the consumer who drives the economy, 80% of the economy, would have to stay home, quit going to restaurants for, you know, maybe a couple of months, stop going to the retail stores, supermarkets, etc. And yes, it would have an impact, a major impact on our economy, and it could put our economy into a recession, and it could bring a halt to this bull market, which will turn 11 years old in just a couple of weeks here. But right now, it's way, way, way too soon to map out that scenario. In the interim, I think just a little bit of risk management here is in order right now. I am an active trader. I'm an active portfolio manager in my active portfolios, and I will be active today. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you've got uncharted territory, uncharted waters with the 10-year Treasury right now at 1.25%. You know, I've every week in my newsletter, I write about what does well if we do go into a bear market, and history has shown that the bond market does very, very, very well. And you can see that dynamic working here over the last couple of weeks. The 10-year Treasury slides below 1.3%, which is also signaling a Fed rate cut, which obviously is something that the Fed could do. In fact, they could go as much as a 0.5% if things were to start to slide south here in our economy, which, again, with just one person so far infected in the U.S., apparently it's in Solano County, which I find to be interesting because that's where the Air Force Base is. Travis Air Force Base is in Solano County. And they flew all those people there and put them into quarantine. It's hard for me to imagine that that didn't somehow have something to do with this person coming down with the coronavirus, but it is what it is. That's the first person that has been detected here actually getting coronavirus while in the United States. Well, the rest of the world, markets tumbling, that should come as no surprise. The one that's doing okay right now, however, is China. Now, here's where we can all have, we can gather a lot of hope from what's taking place in China. China is kind of getting back to work now, and the rate of infections is slowing down. They were getting like 1,000 new ones per day. And now they're at about 500 per day. And it seems that the coronavirus is running its course. And if you put that over here to the U.S., I mean, eventually this thing is going to run its course, okay, even in the U.S. And it may have hurt China's economy for a quarter or two. But now things are starting to get back a little bit to normal in China. So if we, again, translate that to the U.S., you would think that this thing will run its course. But in the interim, there's going to be all these headlines. And there's going to be these down days in the market. And I think there's going to be a lot of companies out of, out of abundance of caution that will warn. And I think it's just going to be really dicey in the market here for the next several weeks, and that's why I think maybe just a little bit of risk management here needs to be applied if you are more active than you are passive in the markets. Well, we had new home sales come in. They powered past estimates. People still buying homes. Hey, there's a sale going on right now on loans, right? On home loans. With the 10-year yield at 2.25%, I can only imagine what a 30-year mortgage is right now. New home sales power past estimates. Well, Brazil confirmed their first infection, so it is starting to finally come to our continent here. Pakistan, Sweden, Denmark, Norway, Greece, Romania, and Algeria also reported their first cases. You know, another thing about all of this, the survival rate of the coronavirus is 97%, which I want to say is about the same as just the regular old flu. So it doesn't seem like the threat, big threat of massive, you know, people dying and laying in the streets. The real threat is people just sewing up their pockets, staying indoors, and not participating in the economy. And that we don't know yet whether that is going to happen. Well, the face mask stock. Look at these two stocks today. The first one, APT, which I talked about yesterday. Holy cow, that is unbelievable. This is a little-known Canadian company. Okay, what do they make? Protective clothing and face masks. The stock was up huge yesterday, actually the last 2 days, and today it's up even more than that. Okay, it's up 66% today. You know, I've seen stocks like this over the years, and a couple months from now, you'll look at it, and it'll be back to $3 per share. But in the interim, Alpha Pro Technologies, APT, is up $8 per share to $20.60. This stock was $3 a share before coronavirus, and it's up another 66% today, APT. The other one that I've talked about in the past is this Utah stock, Utah company that has a test kit. And apparently that's one of the criticisms of this person in Northern California. This person's actually been in the hospital for about a week, and they suspected coronavirus, but they talked to the CDC about it. And they said, well, they don't really meet our criteria, and they really don't have a real rapid test right now to test whether or not they have the coronavirus. Well, this company in Utah, CODX, apparently has a kit that can quickly identify coronavirus. That stock is up 113% today, or $10 per share. You know, about 2 weeks ago, you can look in the app, CODX started showing up on my A-plus momentum list. There was something going on, and obviously the connection was their connection to coronavirus test kits, and the stock all of a sudden taking off. Well, it's having its biggest day ever. This is another one. You'll look back on it a couple months down the road, and it'll be back to $2 per share once again. But right now it's $19 per share, CODX. Another one that's a little bit of a coronavirus play is 3M. They obviously make, I've got a 3M mask around here somewhere. Maybe I ought to list it on eBay. It does have some paint and sawdust in it. But 3M is up today, 1.1% on mask demand. Gilead Sciences, another one here, GILD. They're the ones that came up with the drug that so people didn't have to have a liver transplant. Sovaldi, $1,000 a pill. 40 pills and your liver was cured. Well, Gilead Sciences out of Foster City, Northern California. Yeah, it was up a lot more, but they're said to have had they initiate two phase three studies for the coronavirus, and there's actually some people that are taking their drug right now to see what it does. All right, well, we got some stocks to talk about when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson.
This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or are still growing their earnings.
From there, we have our Premier and Ultra Growth portfolios. These are custom designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
To the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. It looks like we're going to be at about a 1,000-point loss here before long. We're currently down 930. Look at that. Tesla is getting slammed. Now you know the market's really in trouble. Tesla is down big time here today. It's under $700 per share. What do I mean by being active, an active investor versus a passive investor? Well, passive is buy and hold index funds, asset allocations, things like that, where you make very little change. You're sedentary, okay? You're sitting on the couch doing nothing. Whereas active is somebody that gets up off the couch and moves a little bit. And I do believe that it's appropriate to do a little bit of moving right now in some in an active way, in the active portfolios. Now, I have two versions of each one of my portfolios. I have an active version, and I have a more of a buy-and-hold version. Well, the way to be active is, one, to cut losses, okay, in individual stocks. You can't prevent a 4 or 5 day event where the market just out of nowhere, you know, reels. Otherwise, you'd have to have a crystal ball to be able to do that. But you can put a line in the sand on stocks that you own and say if it crosses that line in the sand, or if the fundamentals change, or if you know, they lower their earnings forecast considerably, then I'm going to move. I'm going to be active. I'm going to move. I'm going to replace that stock. I'm going to sell it. I'm going to raise cash. That's another part of being active. Do I think people should be 100% cash right now? Only if this is money that, you know, you don't want to worry about. Then you should have been in the bond fund all along. I really think this thing's going to run its course, but may take several months before it runs its course. And there are those investors that just don't like any risk whatsoever and don't want to, can't stand the volatility of the market. Well, obviously, raising a little bit of cash cushions things, all right? Taking some money off the table. You see the hedge funds do it almost every Friday, right? Let's take a bunch of money off the table for the weekend. Well, you can take a bunch of money off the table for several weeks or several months. That's another way of being active. The third way of being active, and I will be looking at this today, I've already gone into an inverse fund once during this whole period of time. I backed out of it because I had an inverse fund on China, and it just seems like China recovered much quicker than everybody anticipated, okay? But there are some areas right now with the bond market, for instance, the interest rates diving, that is killing the bank sector. It's just killing the banking sector and the financials, okay? So there's definitely inverse funds on the banks, on the financials, that could be a very nice hedge right now. The semiconductor sector is under fire right now. If you owned a bunch of semiconductor stocks, you could hedge with a inverse semiconductor ETF. These are exchange-traded funds. I'm not talking about shorting individual stocks, but I'm talking about exchange-traded funds that have a basket of stocks that they've shorted that represent exactly the inverse of whatever sector or index that they are mimicking, okay? There's inverse oil, energy. The energy sector has been smashed here recently. You ought to see the number one ranked ETF in my app right now is DRIP. DRIP is oil inverse three times. Oil, energy sector inverse three times. Hey, how volatile is this market right now? I just said it was down 1,000. Now it's down 770. So just like that, The market has gone up 200 points. It is a wild, very wild right now. Other inverse funds. Well, look, I mean, the stocks that have gone up the most, and that's mainly the FANG stocks, big tech, big cap stocks, there's inverse big tech ETFs out there. There's inverse the NASDAQ There's inverse the NASDAQ three times. So there's a lot of different exchange-traded funds that could be very appropriate right now to employ a little bit of risk management. Look at the NASDAQ right now, which is down 300 points. If you had an inverse NASDAQ ETF, it's up 300 points. You see how that works? There's inverse the emerging markets. There's inverse Europe. Just about anything you want to inverse, they've created an inverse ETF for. I keep a little stable of 76 inverse ETFs here. I have them in a group in my charting system that I use, and I click through them on a regular basis to see where the weakest spots in the market are. Empty is another one that I've mentioned over time. Empty is an inverse mall, bricks and mortar exchange traded fund. So there are some opportunities there in the inverse funds for being active. Passive, like I say, you're going to sit on your thumbs. You're not going to. Now, 90% of the time, you're better off not doing anything. Look at over the last 11 years of this bull market. Doing nothing along the way every time the market went through a little dip would have been the best thing to do. But there's those that can't take the stress from doing that. And there's always that fear that this could be the big one, right? So, you know, the way I do it is I ease into a few hedges, see how they work for a few days. Things get worse, I add to my hedges. And if all of a sudden the market turns around, I back out. It's like buying car insurance when we used to travel to Mexico. You would get Mexican auto insurance for 2 weeks, right? Well, we traveled to Mexico. It's the same theory here in being a little bit active with your portfolios, which very few people are, instead of just sitting there and doing nothing. All right, let's take a look at some other areas of the market, other stories in the market today that are significant. We've got some companies that have reported earnings here today. A few of my companies, a few of my stocks actually have reported earnings. Teladoc. We'll get to that here in a minute. We've got Virgin Galactic getting clobbered today. Okay, a lot of these speculative stocks. Let me just mention Tesla here for a minute. Tesla right now is down, wow, it's down 90 points, Tesla is. It's down 11.4%. It's sitting on support, by the way. If you've been looking to get into Tesla, it's at $689 per share right now, which is its support level. We'll see if any buying comes into Tesla right now at this level. Virgin Galactic, which is going to fly people around the Earth at some point in time. I couldn't figure out the move that stock was making. It's down 26% today. SPCE. Let's look at Zoom Video. That's been a hot stock during this coronavirus. It's breaking out to new all-time highs. With the thinking, you know, I know a lot of people, friends that travel to China all the time on business. Their companies manufacture products in China. Their companies do business in China, and they go back and forth constantly to China. Well, that's not going on right now, and you can understand why. Zoom Video, ZM, is breaking out, hitting new highs today because it allows people to meet without having to travel. Delta suspends service to South Korea. That's another sector of the market. The travel sector, the airlines, the transportation sector. Somebody asked me if there was an ETF that is inverse the transportation sector. There is not. But there's plenty of ETFs that have exposure to the travel and the leisure sector, I would call it. Another company warns here today. Marriott warns after coronavirus scare there. Marriott International, they miss earnings, and they warn. Not a good time to own the leisure and travel stocks. But I got to tell you, at some point in time, they're going to be so beaten it up to a pulp, they will be very good buys. Well, when we come back, I've got a stock hitting a new all-time high today. It's up $22 a share, up 19%. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or are still growing their earnings. From there, we have our premier and ultra-growth portfolios. These are custom-designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the Dow down 650 right now. It was down almost 1,000 here. The NASDAQ was down 300. Now it's down 250. I think this is going to go on for a while. It's like a drip, drip, drip Chinese water torture, I guess you could say. Well, Square's doing okay. Square had a nice report out after the close of the market yesterday. Square is up 6.9% today. That's a nice chart on Square. I gave up on Square, maybe 6 months ago or so. I had quite a bit of exposure to stocks in that space. I didn't like the way Square was performing, and I got rid of it. Now, there's a little lesson here right now on sectors. You don't want to be in the wrong sectors here, and you want to be in the right sectors. Okay, let's look at Booking Holdings. That's Priceline.com. That's the old Priceline. They changed their name to Booking. Without even looking, I'll bet that's a lousy chart. That's a lousy chart. But having said that, they beat earnings by $1.17, and they beat on revenue. And guess what? The stock's actually up $34 a share today. It's up 2%. So there's actually one bucking the trend in the travel sector. Best Buy, I think Best Buy did a little bit better. Now, you know, this is all happening with the backdrop of a very good economy here in the U.S. It's a good thing that we had a good economy going on when this whole thing hit, because we should be able to withstand this, and, you know, in a couple months this will all be over and we'll be off and running again. But until then, like I say, there's going to be a lot of this drip, drip, drip coming out in the news. JCPenney beats. That's a surprise there. I think they've, 64 cents per share. Stock down 13% today. 64 cents per share. JCPenney's. Okay, here's my stock of the day. I think it's like the third time in the last 2 weeks that it's been the stock of the day. Teladoc. Teladoc reported earnings last night, and they beat all expectations. This is turning into one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. I also like the fact I think they're aided by coronavirus. I would, like I say, much rather do a teleconference over Zoom video, just like the company executive that doesn't want to fly to China right now and have a meeting with the board or with his people in China. Well, a lot of people not wanting to go to the doctor's office right now, to the hospital, to the emergency room, whatever it is. And Teladoc obviously has an on-demand healthcare service with over 3,000 board-certified physicians. Now, Teladoc is not profitable yet, but it's getting there. Their sales over the last quarter over quarter were up 27% as this model, this healthcare delivery model, continues to grow. You know, to me, when they first started going to the online colleges, where, you know, you don't have to go rent an apartment, move away from home, all the expenses involved with that and going to college instead, you can get your degree online. That's been a major force in the education industry. And I think the same transition is taking place to some extent in the healthcare industry. It just makes sense. Of course, it doesn't solve all the problems. They can't give you a an endoscopy or whatever over the telephone. But how many times do you just go to get a doctor's opinion and find out, make sure you're okay? And think of all of the hours that it takes to go to the set the appointment up. You got to go, if you're a new patient, fill out all the papers, sit in the waiting room. They never call you on time, you know that. It's always at least an hour. And then you sit in the waiting room after they take your, pierce you and blood pressure you and weigh you and everything else. Then you wait in the waiting room for several more, not hours, but quite a while for the doctor to come in. Then he spends about 5 minutes with you, okay? And then you got to stand in line again for the follow-up, and then maybe you got to go get drugs from the prescription and everything. By the time you're done, it's a 4 or 5 hour ordeal, and then you got to pay the parking garage, you know, when you get back. So I think Teladoc is a great model. It was a $15 stock. I've been talking about it for a long time here on the show, and I do own it in my ultra growth buy and hold portfolio. It's probably the biggest winner other than these virus stocks today. Teladoc is up $23 per share. So if you listen to the Best Stocks Now radio hour, hopefully you own a little bit of Teladoc. You're up 20% today on a day when the market's down over 600. All right, well, I'll be putting out the newsletter. I'm already starting to think about this week's newsletter. I'll be active today. You'll be hearing from me a lot throughout the day. If you're a live trading subscriber, that's an $89 per month service that I provide. Every time I do or see something in the market, you are, getting an alert from me via email or as a message on your cell phone as a push notification. The boys will be back from Minnesota tomorrow. I'm sure they'll be wiped out. They've had 3 full days of appointments there. And then we'll be headed back to Sarasota probably in about 6 to 8 weeks from now. If you'd like to sign up for the newsletter, you can go to GundersonCapital.com. Maybe I should name my firm Tela Advisor. That's right. You can call up and have a consultation right over the phone. You don't got to go downtown. Park in a big parking garage, get on the elevator with a bunch of sick people. No, you can just call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST from anywhere in the country. Don't have to leave your home. You don't have to risk getting coronavirus. And we'll talk about our active portfolios, our passive portfolios, and everything from aggressive to very, very, very safe. All right? Well, you stay safe. Don't panic. We'll get through this. This is Bill Gunderson. This has been the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.